Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. Officials in Texas now put the death toll at 108 after the catastrophic flooding. Others are still missing. Lieutenant Colonel Vin Baker is part of the search effort in Kerr County.
We've searched 26 river miles since the tragic event has started. We've had approximately 444 rescues, 30 recoveries.
CBS's Karen Hua.
It's really become this collective effort because we have agencies coming in from all across the country, even from Mexico, joining this search effort. Unfortunately, as the days go on, this is day five, it will soon turn into a recovery mission as some of those folks are still missing.
Key ruling today from Wisconsin's Supreme Court, CBS's Chanel Call.
Clearing the way for the state of Wisconsin to ban conversion therapy, which is the practice of using therapy to try to convert LGBTQ plus people to heterosexuality or traditional gender expectations. That practice has been scientifically discredited.
Conversion therapy has been banned in 23 states and D.C. Travelers are noticing they can leave their shoes on through security at some airports today. CBS News confirming the TSA will no longer require shoe removal. Todd Curtis is an aviation safety consultant.
Was having people take their shoes off a bit of an overreaction? Having that rule for 20 years, I think it was.
A State Department cable warns U.S. diplomats of attempts to impersonate Secretary of State Rubio and possibly other officials using AI technology. It comes after word that an imposter posing as Rubio tried to reach out to at least three foreign ministers, a U.S. senator, and governor. The Trump administration making a new push to keep agricultural land in this country in American hands. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says more is now held by Chinese nationals, some near military installations.
Food security, just like where we get our water, that's all national security, especially in a contingency. So we would be asleep at the wheel if we were not fully a party to an effort like this to ensure that our nation had the food supply it needs. But specifically, our troops have what they need.
With some sympathy for striking garbage haulers and other public workers in Philadelphia who've been off the job for more than a week in a contract dispute.
The mayor, whoever's responsible for this, pay these people. I mean, pay them what they need and let them do their job.
Trash is piling up at sanitation drop-offs. The city has offered a three-year deal with 3% wage hikes each year. Wall Street, the Dow is down 61 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are trading higher. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite recent layoffs, the data center project moves on for Microsoft. The tech company says its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant is moving ahead as planned. Microsoft cut about 9,000 jobs this year, but they say the Mount Pleasant project won't be impacted. A big Kenosha County hospital is getting bigger. Fredert South Pleasant Prairie will add a four-story extension with a dedicated EMS training facility. It follows approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The new center aims to boost emergency care training, while the upper floors will be finished later for clinical use as needed. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The Brat Stop might get a new neighbor. A four-story Town Place Suites by Marriott is being proposed next to the landmark, with Kenosha's Plan Commission set to discuss the hotel project later this week. It would feature 97 rooms, an indoor pool, and an outdoor patio. Racine County is mourning the loss of retired Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe, who died Sunday. It comes just months after his retirement. Babe is being remembered as a respected leader and a dedicated public servant. Funeral details are still pending. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game two of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first with two on, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it way.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. It was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and the wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
Say goodbye. street. Willie and the folks are the band, bringing you fellas happy feet.
This is Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and you're listening to my favorite love child, Dan Marcus, the one with the quiet voice.
In the win column, they're taking on the Dodgers this evening. 7:05, the pregame on WRJN, sponsored by Lee's Deli, The Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, and Main Street Bakery. Tonight, 7:05, the pregame, Brewers, Dodgers, WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffer's on Main, Arrow smoothies, jaramillos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Stand by me, and darling, stand by me, oh, stand.
to put your flat feet on.
On and playing at the Beachside Oasis all summer long. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles now with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The cleanup is turning into a close down. Less than a month ago, a car plowed through the North Memorial Drive Walgreens in Racine. Now the company says they're closing the store. The two incidents don't seem to be connected. The company will officially close the doors at that location August 5th, according to a notice sent to customers. Walgreens officials say they're working to minimize inconvenience by helping prescription transfers. The company has not provided a specific reason for the closure. A four-story hotel could soon rise beside the Brat Stop. The Kenosha Plan Commission this week will discuss a proposed Town Place Suites by Marriott on land sold to a developer from the owners of the legendary roadside restaurant. The plan is to build a 97-room facility with an indoor pool and an outdoor patio. The Kenosha Committee will consider the project Thursday. And a remembrance for Ronald Hart will be held Saturday. The Racine Raider legend and elected official passed away last week at the age of 81. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 at the Dreger Langendorf Funeral Home, with services to follow at 6. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking that memorials be made for a park bench at the Ives Grove Golf Course in his honor. You can read all about Ron's Racine life online today. There's a write-up at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and the wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit in
country boy, said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a pool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say Jack,
don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? Got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it's Instrumental Week with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, another one coming about an hour from now, WRJN.
I'll be alone each and every night, while you're away, don't forget to write.
Getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The date may be July 8th, but we get a lot of requests on February 14th for this particular song on WRJN. Fair, as opposed to Renaissance Fair. It's Hitching a Ride on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Raiders playing this weekend, and it's going to be a great game because they're taking on the Motor City Rams in Detroit, and the game's going to be heard here on WRJN. It's sponsored by Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years now. By Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you're on Tropic Time. By Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. By Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty. And by Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's vinyl destination. Again, the pregame at 5:45, kickoff at 6 Saturday. It's the Raiders on WRJN.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesabirria tacos to Ruben's mouth-watering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must-visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
W-R-J-N.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad.
Sure to lure someone bad, so until you get to ground.
until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
It's WRJN. Who's this Billy Idol guy doing Money Money? How dare he? Here's the original from Tommy James on WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
But the words are To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. If you can.
Ah! again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump praises those who've helped save people in the Texas flood disaster.
We brought in a lot of helicopters from all over, and we had a lot of helicopters. It was actually dangerous, a lot of helicopters up there. But they were real pros, and they were responsible for pulling out a lot of people.
The president plans to go to the region Friday.
I think a lot of lives have been saved. That could have been as bad as it was, and you could have lost double or triple. This thing was just really horrible.
The death toll now stands at 109. Five campers and a counselor are still unaccounted for at Camp Mystic, which was washed away. CBS's Jason Allen.
This is really slow and tedious work, right? These rescue crews are having to work in sections, a kilometer at a time, half mile or so at a time, until they can get things cleared. Only then can the heavy machinery come in and clear out all of this debris. And although the rain chances are a lot lower than they have been over the past few days, anything that does fall now is falling on ground that is saturated.
A day after President Trump said the U.S. would resume weapons deliveries to Ukraine, he lashed out at Russia's Vladimir Putin at a cabinet meeting, saying he's throwing BS, and much of what he says is meaningless. CBS's Eleanor Watson is at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials have not said what specifically will be sent to Ukraine, but what Ukraine has been asking for, really pleading for, are additional interceptor missiles that can shoot down incoming drones and missiles aimed at Ukrainian cities.
A State Department cable warns American diplomats of attempts to impersonate Secretary of State Rubio and perhaps other officials using AI technology. It comes after word that an imposter posing as Rubio tried to reach out to at least three foreign ministers, a U.S. senator, and governor. Trash is piling up at drop-off spots in Philadelphia as a strike by garbage haulers and other public workers is into a second week. Some residents are already fed up.
It's outrageous already. So if this thing go another 2 weeks or so, it's going to be totally out of hand.
In the Northeast, it's been the summer of the tick.
The CDC says emergency room visits for tick bites are at their highest level in 5 years. Dr. Thomas Mather at the University of Rhode Island says deer ticks, which carry Lyme and other diseases, have thrived because the spring was so damp.
So we had good conditions in May and June for tick survival.